So we're going to talk about chapter one of Iowa statistics. How to Iowa statistics. Chapter one is the sample with the built-in bias. And the first part talks about how the Yale men could, like, Yale graduates, they can lie about something like how much they make a year. And if they're doing well and they're doing not, just using the name of the school, right?
Yeah. And also, some of the people, with the statistics, people can lie, and then there would be a very small average of people. So, say, 4 out of 5 people say that they did well, and then there's that one person who didn't do well. And you wouldn't know because they could be hidden someplace or you wouldn't be able to access them. So it depends on how big or small the amount of people you test or see is.
Okay. And then we want to talk about sampling. And they use, for example, the barrel of beans. There's only like one way you could tell how many different types of beans are in it. And that's if you count them. But if you're sampling them, you're like, take a handful out and you'll see. You count what's in your hand, and you try to figure out if those proportions in your hand would be the same within the barrel.
If the amount of beans that you pull out are large enough, then they would be able to cover what you wanted to understand. But if they're not, then you could accidentally mess up, and it'd be a lot worse than making an educated guess based on the information that you have, which can mess up different statistics. Another interesting part about taking surveys is there's not always the possibility that people will tell you the truth. Like in the case where they had the magazine articles that they did a survey on was True Story and Harper's. And they said that one of them printed so many more, but other people said they read a lot more of the other ones. So they think that they lied, and which is interesting that people wouldn't tell the truth even though you go up to their door to find out.
Then they talked about how the average American brushes their teeth, which, like, most of the time when you hear about what the average American does, probably not what the average American does, because they talk about the tooth brushing teeth, and it was like they came up with a number like 1.02, they brush their teeth 1.02 times a day, which I don't think anybody can come up with that type of number. Like, how could you even find that out? And people can just tell you that they brush their teeth multiple times a day, even though they might not have brushed it at all. Like, they're not going to admit to you that they didn't brush their teeth while they're talking to you in your face.
Because in America, there's common hygiene to brush your teeth. People aren't going to tell you that they don't practice common hygiene. And sometimes you can actually see, if you actually look at the person's teeth, whether they brush them or not. There's a difference between someone saying they brush it all the time and their teeth are perfectly white, or someone saying they brush it all the time and they're completely yellow. Another part that was interesting was talking about the psychiatrist and his point of view about everyone being neurotic. But the thing is, when you're a psychiatrist, you only usually are a shrink or something to help crazy people. And you can't really make a reference or a sample about everyone when you only have a small sample about the small people that are farther away from the regular population.
They talked about the 1948 and 52 elections, how they telephoned people and they, like, got the results of the elections through, like, polling people on the phones, which isn't accurate all the time because they only poll, like, a certain group of people. So there may be, like, a Republican company polling all Republicans. So, of course, the Republican candidate will win. Or if it's a Democratic company polling Democrats, of course, the Democrat will win in that situation. So, like, polling. For the 1936 election, there was a magazine who had predicted the 1932 election completely correct, but for 1936, they polled people. I guess they polled, like, major Republicans because they had Alf Landon beating Franklin Roosevelt with electoral votes 370-161. And that was completely inaccurate because Roosevelt had 523. And Landon only had 8 electoral votes, so it really depends on who you poll.
When doing surveys, the people that you poll also vary. Like, if you, and there's a lot of bias being held, because sometimes if you're walking on the street trying to poll people, you ignore all the people who are in the street and they're at home. Or if you're trying to poll people and you only get white people, you don't get the opinion of black people. And other things, like, interviewing people who are doing work, then you ignore everyone else. Or movie, people go to movie, and then you ignore people who decide not to go to that, or nightclubbers. And it's interesting that depending on the amount of people you poll and who you poll, it's not as random, and then you don't get a good amount of information. And sometimes people do a bias because it's a lot easier and less expensive.
So it's really like... There's really like no good way to poll people because you're never going to get accurate because you're not accurate results because you're not getting the opinions of everybody. So,
I mean, you could do both of them by getting at least, you don't have to do it all at the same time. You could get indoors, outdoors, door to door, and then you combine them all together and you'd get a pretty good sample because you'd have a larger population and you wouldn't have just a small one, so it could represent everyone else as a whole. We believe that lying with statistics, or at least I believe, that lying with statistics is kind of annoying and kind of really bad to do because people who aren't sure and they aren't familiar with statistics, they don't know what to look for. And so if you present them some information and show them the statistics, they will believe it without knowing that they're believing the wrong thing. And
lying with statistics can be a good thing, but not in this case for Chapter 1, like, the bias sampling, because you're not getting everybody into the like polling or whatever you're doing, but you can lie to statistics and use that to your advantage sometimes. So it's not completely bad.
Yeah, like I understand sometimes people want to lie because they want to sell their product and make their product better than others. But other times, if you're talking about something more accurate, like people brushing their teeth, I think that's something you don't need to lie about, and people should be able to know. Because it's something that relates to everyone, and buying or selling your product doesn't really have to do with everyone else.